This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Wilhelmina Lafitte in Bonn. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy have been meeting in Berlin, where they reaffirmed their commitment to keeping the eurozone intact and dismissed talk of Greece withdrawing. Both Sarkozy and Merkel agree that private sector bondholders must share in reducing Greece's debt burden and also urged Athens to do more.
In our opinion, the second Greek rescue package, including the restructuring, must be implemented quickly. Otherwise, it will not be possible to pay out the next tranche to Greece.
The two leaders have been finalizing their positions ahead of a key EU summit at the end of January. They both agreed on the need for a transaction tax on stocks and currency dealing in the European Union. Sarkozy suggested that France might go it alone if necessary, while Merkel supports the tax only if it were to apply to all 27 EU member states. An indefinite national strike paralysed much of Nigeria on Monday as tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets to protest soaring fuel prices. Shops, schools and petrol stations were closed across the country. Protesters are demanding that the government abolish a fuel subsidy it imposed on January 1st that has since then seen the cost of petrol and some food commodities more than double. Meanwhile, a nighttime curfew has been imposed on the northern city of Kano after clashes between police and protesters left two people dead. News agencies also report that Nigerian police shot dead a striking demonstrator in the country's biggest city, Lagos. There are fears of a fresh power struggle in the West African Republic of Guinea-Bissau following the death of its president, Malam Bakay Sanha. French officials confirmed that the 64-year-old died early Monday morning in a French military hospital where he'd been undergoing medical treatment. The nature of his illness has not been made public, but officials say he'd been in a coma for a while. Bakay Sanha had been suffering poor health ever since being elected in 2009. He left the country in November to seek medical treatment abroad, raising concerns then about a possible military takeover. Over the past 17 years, none of Guinea-Bissau's presidents completed their five-year terms due to either coups or assassinations. You're listening to Deutsche Welle, Radio News. In the Iraqi capital Baghdad, 14 people were killed and dozens wounded in two car bomb explosions Monday evening. Authorities are worried that a string of recent blasts may lead to a full-scale sectarian conflict. The attacks appear to be aimed at police officers as well as Shiite pilgrims making their way to the holy city of Karbala. Bomb attacks killed more than 90 people in the past week. A court in Iran has condemned an American citizen, Amir Hekmati, to death for spying for the CIA. In December, Iranian TV broadcast a confession by the former U.S. Marine, but his family in the U.S. says he was visiting his grandparents and is not a spy. The U.S. State Department condemned the decision and demanded Hekmati's release. Meanwhile, the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, confirmed on Monday that Iran has started enriching uranium to 20% at its underground facility at Fordo. The agency said all atomic material there was under its surveillance, but the enrichment violates Iran's obligations under UN Security Council resolutions. The chairman of Switzerland's central bank, Philipp Hildebrand, has stepped down with immediate effect. The resignation comes in the wake of public outrage and a parliamentary probe over his private currency deals. There's been massive public unease over dollar swaps that netted Hildebrand tens of thousands of dollars in profits while he was leading efforts to soften the Swiss franc. The profits have since been donated to charity. Argentine football star Lionel Messi has been awarded the 2011 FIFA Golden Ball Award at a star-studded ceremony in Zurich for a third consecutive year. The 24-year-old Barcelona and Argentina forward was named the world's most outstanding footballer, finishing ahead of his Real Madrid rival Cristiano Ronaldo and Barca teammate Xavi. Messi's only the second player after Michel Platini of Juventus in the 1980s to win the award for three consecutive years. I'm Wilhelmina Lafitte, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.